Now, if somehow circumstantially we are not able to get any decision, although we are ready and we are committed enough for that, then how do we see it? Does it mean that Krishna feels that we are not yet ready for initiation? So in general, as I said, it's very difficult to put a finger on why exactly something is happening. So it's best to interpret the situation in a way that is favorable for our bhakti. So if thinking that, oh, you know, maybe Krishna feels I'm not so qualified, so I have to become more serious about my bhakti, that inspires me to become more serious, then that is favorable. But the same thought makes me think that, oh, you know, when will Krishna think I'll become qualified? Maybe Krishna will never think I'm more qualified. So better let me stop trying only. Better let me stop trying and I become disheartened in my bhakti. That is not favorable. At that time, what I can think is, actually, initiation is important, but ultimately, initiation is a matter of the heart. There are both ways, pastimes are there. That there was a devotee who was doing, in the early days of our movement, not a devotee, there was a young person who came to the San Francisco temple and is very eagerly asking questions. But he did not tell. He was actually writing, he was a student of religious studies, and he was simply writing an essay about the Hare Krishna as an assignment. And that's why he was asking questions. And he seemed very sincere, asking all kinds of questions, sitting and hearing talks. And then he decided that he was going to get initiated. He came to know that he was going to get initiated. He asked, can I become initiated also? So at that time, rules were not that strict. Durdas, you know, he comes for the programs, he hears, asks questions. And from his perspective, he was thinking that he just wants to get the Hare Krishna experience. And he saw initiation also as one part of the Hare Krishna experience. So then he just came for the initiation, sat for the fire sacrifice, got a name, and then he just left. And then yad gatva na nivartante. He never came back after that. So when they later came to know that he was coming because of this religious studies motive, then they told Prabhupada that, and now he took initiation, but then he did like this. And Prabhupada said, I never initiated him. Now, what do you mean I never initiated him? Prabhupada actually gave him the name, he sat in the fire sacrifice. But Prabhupada was stressing the point that initiation is not just the attendance at a particular ritual. It's not that at the time of death, Krishna is going to check whether we have attended a particular fireside ceremony or not. Krishna is going to check the state of our heart. So if we are committed to Krishna, then that commitment itself is as good as initiation. And we could say it's not the initiation that takes us to Krishna, it's the process of bhakti that takes us towards Krishna, and initiation makes us more committed to the process of bhakti. The more we become committed to the process of bhakti, the more we move towards Krishna. So if we are feeling, oh, I've been practicing bhakti for so long and still I'm not getting initiation, what can I do now? Then we should think that actually real initiation is in the heart. Not that we minimize the outer initiation, the ceremony of initiation. Whenever we get it, we'll be eager for it. But just because I'm not getting it, that doesn't mean I'm not going to make spiritual advancement. I can make spiritual advancement even now. So it's every single mantra that we chant, every single bhakti activity that we do, we are growing spiritually by it. It is not just the mantra that, it is not just the attendance and initiation that transforms. It is actually every single activity that we are doing in bhakti that helps us to grow spiritually. Thank you.